Uncle Bill, our explorer friend, was paying us a visit.
That's very kind of you, Matilda. Thank you.
Uncle Bill was going to tell us about his latest trip, but tea came first.
Is that old fuddy-duddy Dr. Snuggles in there, Horner?
Caramba!
Whenever he does anything good, I seem to suffer from the most splitting headaches.
I see him, Professor Emerald.
So, tell us where you've been, Uncle Bill.
I was exploring the Great Eastern Desert. Wind was whipping up, so I decided to put up my tent, you understand. The sandstorm blew for days. I was greeted by a most astonishing sight. The fierce wind had uncovered a lost city. Instantly, I set out to explore it. I was trapped. However, the frieze work was so interesting that it took the attention away from my immediate dilemma. When I got out of the another fierce sandstorm had begun, and I only just managed to reach my tent. And just as the sandstorm had mysteriously uncovered the city, it had now buried it again.
Oh, very odd, isn't it, Dennis?
Very interesting indeed, my friend.
Si, mon professeur. Now, there was something I meant to show you, but for the life of me, I can't remember what it...
Maybe it was that scroll you picked up.
Yes, the scroll, that's it. Where the devil did I put it?
Perhaps you have it in your rucksack.
Here I've found it.
We found it impossible to make head or tail of the symbols on Uncle Bill's scroll, and we were not the only ones.
Well... Well?
I don't understand it at all.
I, Professor Emerald, will find out what is going on in there. What on earth? What is that paltry scroll?
Jeepers creepers!
What is it, Nobby?
Look for yourself. It's horrifying.
Nobby had stumbled upon the trick that if one looked down the scroll quickly, the images appeared to move. Oh. Everyone ready?
It's that dragon thing again.
The plot thickens.
We must endeavor to find out more about the scroll. Who could have made it?
I know what. The whereabouts machine will tell us.
The what?
Heliototogabalus.
That was close.
And what now, Master?
We follow them, of course, dummy.
We had no idea what the whereabouts machine could tell us about the scroll, but it was certainly worth a try. Here goes.
Let me have a look too.
Yes, I would like to take a look at that too.
Quiet.
Oh. Dr. Sluggles, look out. The machine is overheating.
Oh, dear me.
It's not broken, but we haven't learned much.
Perhaps we'd better go and see our friend the Cosmic Cat.
Some kind of a cat? I don't much like the sound of it.
Professor Emerald is not afraid of any cat. Come on!
Hello, Granny Toots.
Dr. Snuggles, what a lovely surprise.
Is the Cosmic Cat around?
Yes, he's up that tree.
Hello, Doctor. Wow, I'm afraid I can't help you much with the scroll. I'm not very good on that sort of subject.
However, the Cosmic Cat indicated that we should visit the wise old man of the mountains. Granny Toots generously offered us provisions for our expedition. After an exhausting journey, we commenced our climb up to the cave of the old man of the mountain.
Speaking as an experienced mountaineer, I don't think we've got enough peanut butter sandwiches.
No, salad.
No, cheese. Oh, crumbs. Oh, no!
Oh. What a climb it was. And when we got there, the old hermit was nowhere to be seen.
Let's hope this hasn't been a wasted journey.
Stupid waste of time waiting for some silly old wise man. Oh, I didn't mean you.
What's this? More tourists? Well, what do you want? Wait! I feel the presence of evil.
Oh, don't worry. He's not really that evil, just a bit mischievous.
That was a close shave.
Well, you see...
Yes. Now, let me see. This is serious. Let me explain. Or better still, let me show you. Many, many years ago, people on planet Pandor lived happily together in their enchanted surroundings. Their most treasured possession was a casket containing Pandorium, one of the rarest elements in the universe and the most unpredictable in its effects. An ambitious young knight decided he wanted the power of the Pandorium for himself. The aged priest who guarded the casket was an extremely light sleeper. Rather than let the precious element fall into evil hands, the priest threw it deep into space. The young knight was banished, condemned to search the universe until he had returned the casket to the Temple of Pandor. To this day, he is still searching.
You mean that nasty warrior and that nasty dragon?
The same. Now he is known as the Space Wanderer.
And the casket?
According to the scroll, it's somewhere here on Earth. You must recover that casket if it falls into the wrong hands. Who knows?
I want that casket. I must have that power.
I wish you the best of luck with your mission. Farewell!
It was a hazardous descent. Without wasting a moment, we rushed home in order to work out a way to get back the Pandorium. Hello there, Rick. I see you're in a hurry. It was time for Dennis to use the Badgercraft. We would need an element detector.
There we are, Doctor.
The invention was quickly finished. The idea was that when it located metal, it would produce a most alarming sound. I asked Benji to hide a piece of metal outside. We waited.
Okay.
And after a few seconds, Dennis trundled the machine out to test it.
Great balls of fire. I'm onto something.
Thank you. Your little invention will lead me to the Pandorium. And soon all that power will belong to me. Me, the one and only Professor Emerald. Fools! You cannot stop me, and if you plan to follow me in your silly rocket, that rotting apple barrel with a rusty bucket hat and an old cooking pot, that won't get you very far. So long, you nincompoops!
Adios, muchachos!
We had to follow the elusive Professor Emerald. As the dreamy boom boom lay in pieces, we took the snuggle trap. Bye. There was no sign of the evil magician. Oh, dear, I think we've lost him.
Wait, listen.
This could be a clue of some sort.
Gosh.
Somehow we felt that the sound would lead us towards Professor Emerald.
Look out!
Gracious me.
Oh, ridiculous Snuggles, what have you got us into now?
Ruined! I am ruined!
Please, is there anything I can do to help?
My orchestra and I were playing a little Mozart when suddenly two horrible birds appeared with a casket and hoof! Look for yourselves!
This was Professor Emerald's handiwork, of course. He couldn't go anywhere without causing mischief. Let me see. I think we can help you.
You think so? That would be splendid of you. Oh, to be careful. They are rather fragile.
Come, my good fellow.
Soon we had shepherded all the notes back into place. But some of the instruments were reluctant to settle down.
No, no! Put me down!
Now, don't worry.
Now, could you kindly tell us the way the strange birds with the casket went?
There, in the direction of the Sugarloaf Hills.
Splendid. Bye-bye, then.
Toodle-poop.
Now, all together, a rousing farewell for our friends.
Nearly there.
A stupid sand. It's everywhere.
Wait a minute. Albert. Oh, it is delicious.
Dennis, Nobby, give us a hand here and don't be fooled. This is just one more trick of Professor Emerald's. Lee Sherbert held us up for quite a time. We'd have to be on the alert for further traps. We hardly could have expected to run into chocolate. I had a feeling we were too late.
Too late indeed, my dear Snuggles. I have the casket.
Listen for a moment, Professor. You have no idea what drastic effects the Pandorium could cause.
Rubbish.
Que tonterías.
Now I shall have total universal power to do as I want.
Viva el caudillo.
But before I depart, I will show you my prize. Have fun getting free, my friends. I am going home to Seaweed Castle.
Adios, amigos.
Getting free? Hey, I'm stuck.
We were well and truly stuck in a mire of sticky toffee.
The wrong shoes on this.
It took us some time to get out of the sticky mass. And then only after a concerted effort, we pulled the Snuggle truck free as well.
Jolly glad that's over.
Hey, look.
Haven't seen this since Africa. Oh, dear.
We quickly hid and waited to see what would happen.
Yoo-hoo! 1, 2, 3. I spy you. Come out wherever you are.
I think he's calling you, Dennis.
Not on your cream puff.
He doesn't look very frightening to me. How do you do, Space Wanderer? I am Dr. Snuggles, and these are my friends. Uncle Bill, Dennis, and Nobby.
Pleased to meet you.
What a fraud. You're supposed to be riding a nasty dragon.
Ha, 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 ha. Really? Actually, I had him put in for dental repairs.
But however did you...
Find you? I was searching another asteroid for the Pandorium. When a glow from Earth caught my eye, I was sure it was the casket. So I set off for Earth immediately. Please don't tell me it isn't here.
Well, not exactly, I'm afraid. We told the Space Wanderer our story, but he didn't appear unduly bothered by Professor Emerald.
Then we must conquer Seaweed Castle at once and get the casket.
There was nothing else to do. We decided to follow the Space Wanderer. For some reason, the Space Wanderer was in a dreadful hurry.
Hang on, I'm not sure where we're going.
Oh, dear.
What's the racket? There's no peace round here. First two birds with a blinding light, now you lot.
I say, please move out of the way. We really do have to get going.
I say, you must be more polite. He might decide to eat us, what?
Well, that's ridiculous. We don't have any time to be eaten. A one, a two, a let's be off. I say, where's Nobby?
Nobby, where are you?
Nobby, where are you?
Has he gone?
I say, hurry up. Let's get going.
We wanted to mend the Snuggle truck so that we could fly it out to Seaweed Castle, but apparently we didn't have time. It was rather crowded, but this way we would reach our destination sooner. The Space Wanderer told us why we were in such a hurry. Any long exposure to the Pandorium would be very dangerous to people from Earth. And by the look of things, the casket was being kept open. Seaweed Castle had certainly changed since we last had seen it.
Come on!
Welcome, my friends. You're just in time for my party.
There's something most urgent.
Fiffle!
first we celebrate. I have a surprise for you all. But first, eat, drink, and be merry.
Right. Let's eat.
Buon appetito. Mm.
So now for the surprise. We're going to play a game. Here are your hats.
I say, look here.
We're going to play hide and seek.
For the Pandorium?
That's right, my friend.
Good.
There's nothing here.
Come and help us, Nobby.
Can't you see I'm busy? What?
We're getting nowhere like this.
My umbrella, of course. Do you know where the casket is?
It's in the big tower, Doctor.
Big tower. Unfortunately, we couldn't reach the tower by the stairway. We had to forget any idea about using the hover tortoise. There was only one solution. Someone had to climb up the outside of the tower. And Dennis was the best climber among us.
Don't forget, you must close the casket. You must.
Oh, dear.
You rotten thing.
You leave my friend alone.
Snuggles here? How dare you? Why, I'll...
Quickly, Dennis, open it up again.
Oh, good. You found it.
Now, close your eyes and count up to 100. It's your turn to find the casket.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, my head. They've made a fool of me. Snuggles, you can't get away with this.
The space wanderer was going to make sure that no one would ever open Pandora's box again. And with an easier mind, we could collect the snuggle truck, go home, and celebrate.